you are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
We are back like the NFL, baby. Yes, it is true. Week one is on the horizon. Trey, what's going on, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. I'm excited. I'm ready for week one. I get married in less than a month, but football is just as important. Don't tell my fiance.
I don't worry, bro. I ain't telling her nothing, man. But today we are going to roll with week one starts and sits. But first of all, let's define what we qualify as a start. A start for us, for most players, is going to be at least 12 points in most of your leagues. I mean, obviously, if you're in those higher scoring leagues, it's going to be a lot more. But on average, just to keep things simple, I'd say about 12 points on a start. Now, QBs are going to be just a little different. I think maybe 15, I'd say, probably would be about right. But let's get into that week one matchup, Thursday night football, baby. The Bills versus the Rams.
Yeah, man, it's exciting. So the over-under for this game is 53 points, and they have the Buffalo winning by 2.5. I'll take the over on this game, man. I think it's going to be a high-scoring monster, and I'll take the Bills winning.
Yeah, I got the Bills also taking the W on that game. I hope it is also high scoring. I think it's going to be, we got two pass happy offenses, and I'm excited to see it get going. Let's go ahead with some of our starts on the Rams. We've got Stafford. I am going to say this guy is a start. I've got Cooper Kupp, obviously a start. Allen Robinson up there against some less experienced corners of the Bills. I got Allen Robinson as a start in that game as well. Also, Tyler Higbee as a start, I think, is a smart move. Let's move it over to our sits. I got Cam Akers and Daryl Henderson as a sit. I just don't see a lot of running in this game. I think we're going to see, you know, a lot of passes on that.
I think that if you were to start a running back for the Rams, I would go Henderson. You could possibly get away with a flex, but I agree to kind of stay away from the Rams running backs.
Let's move on to the Bills starts. I've got Josh Allen, obviously, Diggs as a start, Allen as a start. I got Gabriel Davis as my super start for that team. Devin Singletary, I'm going to say start. He had a good showing at the end of last year, and hopefully he can keep that going. I've also got Dawson Knox as a start. That guy always finds a way to get open. I really like Dawson Knox as a start. Moving on to my sits, I've got James Cook as a sit for this game, just because I need to see more from him before, you know, I need to figure out how the Bills are going to use him before I'm able to qualify him in the start category. And Jamison Crowder as a sit. Real quick question. There's the question of Isaiah McKenzie. Trey says start. I say sit.
Yeah, man, I think it's worth a dart throw. I'm not saying he's going to do anything crazy, but I think that there's an off chance that he has a decent game.
I guess we're going to find out, buddy, in just a short time. I'm excited. Let's go. Let's move on to the next game.
All right, the next game we have the Eagles versus the Lions. Now, the over-under is 49 points. I will take the under on this. They got the Eagles winning by 4. I'll actually take the Lions. Not saying that the Eagles will lose, but I think that the Lions will keep it within 4. I think it'll be a 3-point finish. This can be a heavily defensive game, in my opinion. A lot of ground game. But let's talk about some starts and sits. So for the Eagles starts, I have Jalen Hurts, I have Dallas Goedert, and I have AJ Brown. And y'all know me, I'm big on busting on AJ Brown, but I think that he's going to have a really good week one, and that's going to get y'all excited, but you need to trade him after that. Sits for me for the Eagles, I have Devonta Smith. I have Kenneth Gainwell, Boston Scott, and Miles Sanders. I think that if you need to, you can spin the wheel and flex one of them. And then Quez Watkins also as a sit.
Yeah, I also got Zach Pascal, Boston Scott. Trey Sermon is now an Eagle. I've also got sits for all those guys. I think Devontae Smith is going to be a start in this game. You don't know what's going to happen, but I think Devontae is going to get his.
All right, let's move it on to the line starts. I have Amon-Ra St. Brown. I got TJ Hockenson and Swift. I'm not starting Goff here. I'm not starting Josh Reynolds or DJ Chark. Any differences there for you, Bandy?
Yeah, I'm actually starting Goff in this game. I think Goff is going to come out with something to prove. Also, I think DJ Chark is also a start. But I guess we'll see how things are going to go. You know, week one is, you know, a lot of what happened last year is once we start rolling and getting things going, we're going to see how things start to, you know, unfold.
No doubt. I definitely think you could throw DJ Chark in a flex spot in a pinch.
Okay, moving on to the next game. We got the 49ers versus the Bears.
All right, the over-under for this game is 49.5. Give me the under, but it's close. I think it's going to be right there at that. They got the 49ers winning by 7. I'll take that. I'll take the Niners by 7. The 49ers have a top 5 defense that should be able to contain Fields and the Bears offense. I think it's going to be high scoring for the Niners, and the Bears don't have a chance in hell.
And the Bears were the worst against the pass last season, ranked 32nd. It's just something to keep in mind. But let's go ahead and move on to my starts. As much as it pains me to do so, I'm going to start Trey Lance. I'm going to start Debo, obviously. I got Brandon Ayuk as a start. I'm starting Kittle. I'm starting Elijah Mitchell. And move over to my sits. I got Jeff Wilson Jr., Kyle Juszczyk. As a sit, also Davis Price. I want to see more from this guy. Danny Gray, I've also got as a sit, but man, I'm excited about this kid, and I think that some magic is going to happen there.
Yeah, I went back and forth on Kittle, but I ended up with a start.
Good. Good call, buddy. Good call. Move on to the Bears. On the Bears, I've actually got Fields as a start. Montgomery as a start, Mooney and Cole Kmet all starts for me there. I saw an eyebrow raise. You got a problem with something there, Trey?
Yeah, I'm sitting Mooney, and I'm also sitting Fields. I just don't think they're going to put up enough points.
I got some other sits. I've got Byron Pringle. I've got Mecuyus St. Brown also as a sit. Khalil Herbert. For those deeper leagues, some of these guys might help you guys out. I really like Khalil Herbert, and I think he's going to do big things when David Montgomery goes down like he does every year. Khalil Herbert is going to be a must start. And let's roll to the next game. We got the Steelers versus the Bengals.
Yes, sir. The over-under for this game is 44.5, and they got the Bengals winning by 6.5. I'll take the under, and I'll take the Bengals winning by more than that. I think it's going to be a simple 21-14 game. Bengals win. Moving on to my starts for the Steelers, I have George Pickens, Deontay Johnson, and Najee Harris. My sits are Pat Freiermuth, Chase Claypool, and Mitch Trubisky.
I also have you got Trubisky as a start, right?
Sit.
You got Trubisky as a sit. I've got Trubisky as a start in this game. I mean, I think he's going to make things happen. I mean, the Bengals defense is probably going to be pretty good. But I like it. I love it. I want some more of it.
Bengals starts, I have Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and Joe Mixon. And for my sits, I got Hayden Hurst and Tyler Boyd.
Got Boyd as a sit. I've got Boyd as a start. I think these boys are going to show out. That trio is going to tear it up. Also got Samaje Perine as a sit on that side. Let's keep in mind, though, last year, Ja'Marr Chase didn't have any big games against the Steelers last year. He went off on a few games. The Steelers were not one of those games. The improved O-line of the Bengals is going to be something to watch. Not obviously, you're going to start Ja'Marr Chase every week. I'm just saying, right. You know, he never had any huge games against the Steelers last year.
Yeah, I do think Higgins is going to have a better game, but I've got them both start.
Let's move on to the next game. We've got the Pats versus the Dolphins.
Yes, sir. Over-under for this game is 47 points, and they have the Dolphins by 3. Give me the under on this, and I'll take the Patriots side within 3 points. I think this is going to be a really close game. One, I can't decide who's going to win.
I like the Dolphins to win this game. I think Tua and Tyreek are going to got a point to make, and they're going to make it.
What do you think about over-under 47 points?
I'm going to go under on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take the under on that. I don't think the Patriots are going to score a lot of points. I think the Dolphins are going to be most of that 47, you know?
Yeah.
And so let's move to the starts. In the start column, I've got Mac Jones, Devontae Parker. I've got Hunter Henry as a start, and I've got Damian Harris as a start. In my sit column, I've got Kendrick Bourne, I'm sitting. Nelson Aguilar, I'm sitting. Jacoby Myers, I'm sitting. And I'm sitting Ramondre Stevenson, just because we don't know who's going to run that backfield. And, you know, I need to see what's going to happen before I can make an educated guess on that.
Yeah, I think that I put in there that Ramondre Stevenson in deeper leagues, like 16-team leagues, you could probably throw him in a flex. I really think it's going to be a 50-50 split, and the opportunity is going to be there for both of them. One thing I will say, just kind of throw in for the people that play defensive leagues, I think the Pats defense are a decent start this week.
always a good choice, always. Let's move to the Dolphins starts. I've got Tua Tagovailoa, Chase Edmonds as a start, Tyreek Hill as a start, Waddle, Mike Gesicki, all starts for me. And in the sit column, I'm sitting Miles Gaskin, obviously Cedric Wilson, and Raheem Mostert. Now, I think Mostert is going to do something. Hopefully he can stay healthy. It's always been his issue, but if he can stay healthy, I think Mostert will emerge as the guy in that backfield.
Yeah, I'm actually sitting Gesicki. I think that I just don't know if there's going to be enough passes around for him. And I'm actually sitting Tua. I feel like he's going to have Tua interceptions in this game.
Very nice. Very nice. Let's move on. Keep it rolling to the Browns versus the Panthers.
Yes, sir. Baker Mayfield revenge game. 42.5 point over under. They have the Browns winning by 2.5 points. Give me the under for this game, but give me the Panthers to win this game. I think Baker comes back with full force and fury with the Christian McCaffrey. I mean, what? My starts for this game are obviously Christian McCaffrey, obviously Baker Mayfield, and DJ Moore. My sits for the Panthers are going to be Robbie Anderson, Terrence Marshall, Timmy Trimble. Maybe in deeper leagues you could throw a shot on Timmy Trimble because I've heard a lot of good things about him. And then the Browns, my starts are Njoku, Chubb. I think Hunt, you can flex. I think you can flex Hunt. And surprisingly, Donovan Peoples-Jones, baby. Start that boy because I think he's going to surprise people. He's the one that's been there. He's got the rapport with the quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, who I am sitting, along with Amari Cooper and David Bell.
I've got Coop as a start. I think he is going to still be the same Amari Cooper we know and love. And even with Brissett thrown to him, I do agree with you, though, about Jacoby Brissett on my sit list. Look, man, I just think that Baker Mayfield is going to go in there and he's going to be like,
I am the one who knocks.
You know it, buddy. He's going to show him what's up. He's going to say, you know who I am. You know what I'm about. And you guys missed out.
Yeah, and I like Amari Cooper. I just think week one, I'm going to sit him because I just don't – I want to see what it looks like first.
Absolutely. No, I totally get what you mean, buddy. I do. But that being said, let's move it on to the Colts versus the Texans.
Yeah, the Colts versus the Texans. We got the points, the total points for this game over under is 45.5, and they have the Colts winning by 8. Personally, I agree with that. I think the Colts are going to win by at least 8. And I I'm right there on the over under, man, at 45.5. I would say under just because I how close I think it's going to be.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm under on that one as well. I've also got the Colts taking the W on that one. But let's move on to my starts for the Colts. I've got Matt Ryan starting. Jonathan Taylor, obviously you're going to start this guy every week. I don't care who he's playing. I've got Michael Pittman, Pity City, doing it. Paris Campbell I have as a start. Mo Alie-Cox, who I know you don't agree with me on, I got as a start. I think Matt Ryan is going to hit that guy with them little, you know, short routes and get things done. Move on to my sit column. I've got Alec Pierce. I think this guy's going to be great. I just need to see more. You know what I mean? It really scares me starting a rookie, especially in week one. Also, I've got Nyheim Hines as a sit. Now, we know Frank Reich told us if he played fantasy football, he would get Nyheim Hines. We're going to find out if Frank Reich was bluffing or not.
Only thing I have to say to that is I actually have Matt Ryan as a sit, unless it's a super flex league. I just think that they're going to win so quick. They're going to get up so high so quickly that they're not going to need him. They're just going to run it to run out the clock.
Well, we know they got the guy to do all the running.
Exactly.
Let's roll to the Texans starts. For the Texans, I'm starting Davis Mills. He was on a hot streak last year, and I think he's going to continue. I'm starting Brandon Cooks, and I am starting Damian Pierce. That's right. If you got him early in one of your drafts, I think that was the right move. He's number one on the depth chart, and I think this guy's going to show us how it's done. Move to the sits. I've got Rex Burkhead as a sit, Tyler Johnson from Tampa Bay as a sit, and Farrell Brown as a sit.
Yeah, Farrell Brown for the tight end. He's listed over Brevin Jordan and O.J. Howard in the depth chart. That was surprising to me, but I also have him as a sit.
That surprised me as well. Let's move to the next game. I've got the Saints versus the Falcons in this division matchup.
Yes, sir. Over and under for this game is 42.5, and they have the Saints by 5.5. Give me the under, and I'll take the Saints winning this by 5.5. I think this is going to be a heavily defensive game as well, and I just think the Saints' defense is too overpowering for the Falcons.
Yeah, I got to say one thing really fast. I have found that the weakness for the Saints is running quarterbacks. If you got a guy that sits in the pocket, the Saints are awesome, i.e. Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But if you get a guy that moves around a lot, it confuses them, it throws them off. So I think it's going to be a good matchup. Mariota's going to run the ball a lot.
All right, let's go to my starts for the Saints. I have Alvin Kamara, obviously. Olive Garden, Chris Olave, got to start him. Michael Thomas, I have as a start, but it's risky. I mean, we haven't seen the dude play in 2 years, but, you know, if you got him, you're starting him. Mm-hmm. I have Winston in Superflex leagues. I think he's a good QB2 as a start. And my sits for the Saints are Jarvis Landry and Hill at tight end.
You almost got me exactly what I've got. I do have Marquez Galloway as a sit also, and Adam Troutman as a sit. Nobody's drafting Adam Troutman, but hey, just in case, you never know in them deep leagues.
And then my Falcon starters, I have Kyle Pitts, obviously, and Marcus Mariota as a streamer. You know, for those people out there that waited on their quarterback and they want to throw him in there, I think this is a good matchup for him. But my sits for the Falcons, I'm sitting Drake London. I'm worried about his injury in the preseason. I want to see it first. And if I have to start him, I will, in a flex position or something like that. But if I can, I'm sitting him. I want to sit Cordarrelle Patterson in this matchup. I want to sit Tyler Algier. He's listed third in the depth chart, and that scares me in week one. I think that you can flex Cordarrelle Patterson. I just have him as a sit, in my opinion. Brian Edwards also, and Alamide Zaccheaus. I like that name, but I'm going to sit him.
Yeah, I've actually got Drake London as a start. I think they don't have a lot of options out there. I agree also with Mariota as a start. I think he's going to be running around doing big things, I hope. Fingers crossed. I got him in one of my leagues. I've also got for a sit Damian Williams. I like Damian Williams. I think he can be magical. He was on the Chiefs a few years back, and I think that's why his name is still out there a little bit. Just somebody to watch out for if things don't work out with Cordell Patterson, because they got him second on the depth chart. Right. So something to look out for. Roll to the next game. We've got the Ravens versus the Jets.
This game has a 44.5 over under, and they have the Ravens by 7. I'll take the under on the 44.5 points and give me the Jets to be within 7.
Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot. I like that. I got the Ravens taking the W as also though, but I like that in 7. Jets going to take a step up, apparently. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead with the Ravens starts. Obviously, you're starting Lamar. I've got Rashad Bateman as a start. I've got Dobbins or Mike Davis, depending on whether Dobbins is playing or not, as a start. I've got whichever one of those guys starts, I say throw that guy in. Mark Andrews, you're obviously going to start. Let's move it to the sits. In the sit column, I've got DuVernay as a sit. I've got DeMarcus Robinson as a sit. And Kenyon Drake, I don't think he's been there long enough to know what's going on, but I've got him as a sit as well.
Yeah, I'll say just make sure you monitor. I don't know when they're going to decide if J.K. Dobbins is, if it's a game time decision or something like that. You know, just really stay on top of it. But I agree, start one of the two guys, whoever's going to start there, Dobbins or Davis.
Absolutely, absolutely. And now we've got the apparently much improved Jets in the start column. I've got Michael Carter as a start, Elijah Moore as a start, and Denzel Mims as a start. Also, go ahead. What do you think?
No, I mean that. Yeah, keep going.
Okay, move it over to the sit column. In the sit column, I've got Corey Davis. I've got Braxton Berrios. I'm sitting Garrett Wilson, and I'm sitting Breece Hall.
So I am starting Breece Hall and sitting Michael Carter. Surprisingly, I want to take the upside on that. I'm also starting Elijah Moore like you were, but I'm also sitting Uzoma as well.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So you think old Breece Hall is going to get more work than Michael Carter? Because Carter's number one on the depth.
I agree. I just think in this matchup, I feel like it's going to be a lot of running game, and I feel like Breece is going to get the touchdowns.
I guess we're going to find out. Baby. Whew, I'm so excited. Let's go, baby.
Let's go.
Yes, sir. Move it to the next game. We've got the Jaguars versus the Commanders.
Yes, sir. 44 over under for this game, and they have the Commanders winning by 3. Give me the under on the 44 points, but give me the Jags to upset the Commanders.
I have also got the Jags taking the W on that one. I like it. I like it a lot.
My starts for the Jags are Travis Etienne, Christian Kirk, and Trevor Lawrence as a QB2 or maybe a streamer in certain situations. I think that he's going to put up some points. My sits are Marvin Jones, Zay Jones, Evan Ingram, and James Robinson. I think James Robinson coming off the Achilles, it's just week one's not a time to start him. I think that he might come out for a couple plays, but I don't think they're going to just give him the workload after that.
For sure. Possibly on a snap count. I could definitely see that. I mean, we're the exact same on our starts and sits on that one. I love that. Nice.
The Commander starts, I have Scary Terry as a start, and I have Jahan Dotson in a flex situation. I think you could throw him in there, and I think he'd surprise people. My sits, I've got Curtis Samuel, Antonio Gibson. I'm not ready. Carson Wentz, Logan Thomas looks like he won't be back till week 2. It's still back and forth, but I'm not starting John Bates if he doesn't show up.
So I have got JD McKissick and Antonio Gibson as a start in this game. They're playing the Jags, man. They're playing the Jags. They might be better this year. I hope they're better this year, but when playing the Jags, I think the running backs are good to go.
Yeah, I forgot about McKissick. That's why he's not on my list, because I bounced him back and forth so many times. I was like, start him, sit him, start him. PPR format, I think he's worth a start for sure.
Absolutely. Let's move on to the next game. Packers versus the Vikings.
Yes, sir. The over-under for this game is 48, and they have the Packers winning by 1.5. Give me the over 48. But I think the Vikings take the W on this. I think it's going to be high scoring, but there's too many great players on the Vikings, and the Packers have a rough look this year, so I'm excited about this.
I've also got the Vikings taking the W. There's just too much going on over there with Kevin O'Connell, and this is going to be a good week one matchup. I really like this one a lot. Let's go to my starts, though. I got the double Aarons starting. Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, both start, obviously. A.J. Dillon, Alan Lazard start. And my fantasy start of the week, Romeo Doubs, I've got as a possible breakout candidate this year. I think he could be the next Ja'Marr Chase. I know everybody's saying Pickens is that guy, but I mean, he's got Aaron Rodgers throwing to him, who only has Alan Lazard and a couple other guys, you know, Randall Cobb, Sammy Watkins. But I think Doubs breaks out this year and becomes something special. Pick this guy up immediately. To my sits, I've got Randall Cobb, Amari Rodgers, Robert Tonyan, and Christian Watson as a sit.
Yeah, I agree with all that. The only thing I will say is I like Sammy Watkins, especially in a DFS type situation, or even a flex in some games, because he has his best week in week one. You know, in 2019, he had almost 100 yards and 3 touchdowns. And in the last couple years, his week one was his best of the whole year. So if you want to start Sammy Watkins, this is the week to do it.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be healthy at least for...
Right.
Let's go to the Vikings. The Vikings starts. I've got Kirk Cousins as a start. Dalvin Cook, you're going to start. Justin Jefferson, you're going to start. Adam Thielen himself is definitely a start there. For Vikings sits, I've got Mattinson. I've got Jalen Reagor as a sit. I'm sitting Irv Smith. And I know people are very excited about KJ Osborne in his second year, but I am putting him as a sit until I can see more.
Yeah, I agree with all that. The only thing I will say is that for those people streaming tight end, you could always take a shot on Irv Smith. I mean, the opportunity for touchdowns is there for him in this game. So,
yeah, I don't hate it at all. Don't hate it at all. Move to the next game. We've got the Giants versus the Titans.
Yes, sir. When I was looking up the over-under and the spread on this, I typed Giants, Titans, over-under spread, and all it was Bible verses and all these weird things about Giants and Titans, and I was like, what's going on? But I did find it. The over-under is 43.5 points, and they have the Titans winning by 5.5. Give me the Titans with the dub, but I'll take under on the points on the over-under.
I got Titans taking the W on that one as well.
My starts for the Titans are going to be Bobby Trees, Robert Woods himself, Treylon Burks in flex situations. I think he'll at least get one touchdown in this game. Might not be crazy in the beginning, but I think he'll be enough to get in the flex position. Also, Derrick Henry, obviously. I mean, there's no question in that. My sits are Ryan Tannehill. I think that Derrick Henry is going to do most of the work in this game. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, I'm sitting him. I'm sitting Austin Hooper. I'm not ready for that tight end start yet. What do you think about that?
My only difference there would be is I'm starting Tannehill. I think against the Giants, Tannehill will get things done. You know, he can run it, get a rushing touchdown when you least expect it. Everybody's looking for Henry this way. Tannehill runs this way. You know, there's always some potential for Tannehill to do something.
My Giants starts is Saquon Barkley. That's it. I'm not starting anybody else on the Giants.
You're not gonna. I'm starting Kadarius Toney. I like Toney starting. You know, he is a master of quickness and illusion, and I think Toney is going to be one to watch out for this year.
Just worried about his health. The only thing, you know, he's been kind of banged up in the preseason. We'll see. You know, he could be a great start. It's a little too risky for me. I'm also sitting Kenny G, Sterling Shepard, Daniel Bellinger, Wandale Robinson. I would take a flex shot on him. I think he's surprisingly going to become the one on this team. I just don't know if it'll happen in week one.
Also, and especially in super flex leagues, I am definitely starting Daniel Jones. I mean, not definitely. I don't want to get too crazy.
I agree in super flex leagues, yeah.
Rolling on to the next game, we've got the Raiders versus the Chargers.
Yes, sir. Over under for this game is 52.5, and they have the Chargers winning by 3.5. I'll take the over, surprisingly, you know, and that's a high over under, but I think this game is going to be a shootout. And I'll take the Chargers winning by 3.
I took the Raiders winning. I tell you, I went back and forth trying to figure out who I thought was going to win this game. But I think Devontae and Derek Carr are going to show them how it's done. Let's start with the Raiders starts. I'm starting Derek Carr. I am starting Devontae Adams. Hunter Renfrow. Josh Jacobs is also a start for me. In the sit column, Darren Waller. Zamir White. But I really like Zamir White, and I think he's going to be something to watch. Josh Jacobs is always hurt. Zamir White is going to do something this year. I guarantee it.
I agree with that completely, that whole thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Moving to the Chargers starts. Obviously, you're going to start Justin Herbert. You went up in the draft a little bit to get him, so you're definitely going to start this guy. Austin Eckler, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams. I'm starting all these fools. I'm going to sit Isaiah Spiller, who was third on the depth chart, and that kind of worried me. I mean, there was big talk of this guy. Jalen Guyton, I've also got as a sit. Joshua Palmer, I think, is someone to keep an eye on. Put him on your watch list. Just keep an eye on this guy. That's all I'm saying.
I agree, but I have him as a sit as well for this game.
Yes, I have him as a sit. Palmer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have Palmer also as a sit, but I'm just saying keep your eye out on him. Put him on that watch list. Move to the next game. We've got the Chiefs versus the Cardinals.
Yes, sir. Over under 53.5. They have the Chiefs winning by 4.5. I'll take the under slightly, very slightly. And I'll take the Cardinals to be within 4. I think it's going to be a close game.
So you got the Chiefs winning, but the Cardinals are right on their butt, huh?
Yeah.
I've got the Cards winning this one, buddy. I think, you know, how they like to start the year. Last year, Mahomes just didn't look like Mahomes in those first few games. And I think it is possible he starts off again this way, trying to build that chemistry with Juju and all these guys.
Yeah, my starts for the Chiefs, I think obviously you're starting Mahomes. You took him earlier, you're starting him. Juju, I think, is a good start. Travis Kelce, obviously a great tight end start. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I think you can throw in there as a RB2. I think this, you know, in the beginning of the year is when I think he does his best. Also, I think MVS, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, I think you can flex him. I think he's going to be such a high-scoring game that everybody's going to get points in this matchup. I'm sitting Mecole Hardman, though. I'm not feeling him this year.
I've got MVS sitting, but I'm starting Sky Moore. I think for the same reasons that you want to start Marquez Valdes-Scantlin, I think Sky Moore is going to show us what he's made of, and he's going to start off strong. Also in the sit column, I've got Justin Watson and Isaiah Pacheco. Also as sits.
All right, for my Cardinals starts, I got Kyler Murray, obviously. Hollywood Brown starting him up. Rondale Moore, I think, is flex worthy. And James Conner, obviously. My sits are actually AJ Green, and I'm sitting Zach Ertz in this matchup. I think that, you know, he's been a little banged up in the preseason, and I'm worried how he's going to start off the year.
Yeah, that's scary. Zach Ertz is that kind of guy, though. He'll disappear in a game. We won't see nothing of him, but I have him in the start column in this one. I've also got double barrel Darrell Williams as a sit, just to throw that out there. And the next game is our Manscaped game of the week, Bucks versus the Cowboys. Guys, listen here. We have entered into a partnership with a great company. You know who I'm talking about. If you've watched the podcast, you've heard it already. It's Manscaped, baby. I'm telling you guys, they have got great products over there. They've got ball toner. They've got hair and nose trimmer. Them boxers. And I'm not lying to you when I tell you this. The boxers have changed my life. I literally bought 3 more pair. I'm wearing them right now. I love the way they feel on my body. I mean, I don't want to get weird here, but man, they're great, bro.
Yeah, man, that ball toner, dude, I used it just the other day, and I swear it took me back in the past, bro. I had to question if I had hit puberty yet because my balls were so soft. I mean, it was perfect, and I was like, this is good stuff, man. Just a little spray, spray here, spray, spray there. A couple hours later, you're smooth as a baby's bottom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And right now, you can use our promo code SUPERFLEX20. It's right there at the bottom of the screen. Heck, it's right there at the top of the screen. SUPERFLEX20 for 20% off and free shipping worldwide. Guys, go to Manscaped, get you them some good stuff. Trust me, your balls will thank you. Support for Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming? Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 6 million worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and worldwide shipping with the code SUPERFLEX20 at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 12 million balls. And let's get into the Bucks versus the Cowboys.
Yes, sir. Point total for this game over under is 50.5. They got the Bucks winning by 1.5. This will be a rematch from last year's season opener for both sides when the Bucks walked away with a 31-29 victory. Give me the Bucks winning by more than that this year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bucks taking the W. This is our game of the week for a reason. Last year, it was phenomenal, and I don't think it's going to disappoint us this year. Going in my start column, I'm starting the GOAT. I'm starting Tom Brady. I'm starting Mike Evans. I'm starting Leonard Fournette. I'm starting Julio Jones. And in my sit column, I'm going to sit Godwin. Just because I don't even know what's going on with all that. He shed the brace. He may be on the field. We don't know. If he is, I don't think he'll be at full speed, and I think he'll be on a snap count. But hold on to him because you know how Godwin does. Rashad White I've got as a sit, and I'm sitting Cameron Brate. And I'm on the fence with Russell Gage. I want to say start, but that's way too many receivers in the start column. I think between Julio Jones and Russell Gage, both or one of those guys at least is going to be great.
Yeah, the only thing I would say is that if Godwin, if they say he's good to go, I'm starting him. I mean, I'm taking that. I'm shooting that dart out there, and I'm excited to see what he's going to put up, but I agree with everything else.
And you got him at a discount because you know he was way down there because everybody was afraid to grab him. So
no doubt.
Good call on your part. Rolling over to the Cowboys starts. I've got Dak Prescott as a start. I'm starting Zeke, and I'm starting Pollard. Also starting Dalton Schultz and CeeDee Lamb. For my sits, I'm sitting Michael Gallup. I'm sitting Jalen Tolbert. I like Jalen Tolbert. I mean, I didn't see much in preseason. I think, though, he's going to be good when he gets going.
One thing I want to say, and if you drafted Zeke as your RB2, you pretty much have to start him in this matchup. But just remember last year, he didn't do a whole lot in this matchup. It was a heavily passing game. And so be wary about that and kind of monitor your roster on that. I actually have Zeke as a sit, but I know most people are probably going to have to start him anyway. And Tony Pollard, I do have a start as well.
Pollard as a start. I think what you said is right. Bucks have the best run defense in the league the last year. So I think they're going to be using Pollard in that J.D. McKissic type role. And you know Pollard, once he gets in the open field, he does things. So I think it's going to happen. Let's ride over to the Broncos versus the Seahawks.
Broncos country, let's ride. Let's ride.
All right, baby. This is my favorite game of the week besides, you know, our game of the week. But I'm just excited about the revenge of Russell Wilson, baby. The over-under is 42 points. Give me the over. They got the Broncos winning by 6.5. Give me the Broncos winning by 14. This is revenge of Russell Wilson. I mean, it's going to be all offense by the Broncos, all defense by the Broncos. Geno Smith's going to throw two interceptions, get sacked 3 or 4 times. I mean, it's just going to be a monster game for the Broncos.
I got the Broncos taking the win on this one as well. Obviously, Russell Wilson going to get that revenge, like you said. And at the end of the game,
Broncos country, let's ride.
All right, going to my starts. Obviously, my start of the week, Russell Wilson. Hit it for me one more time, Bandy.
Broncos country, let's ride.
I got Courtland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy as a start. KJ Hamler in a flexible position. I think there's going to be so much offense in this game that you can. I've got Melvin Gordon and Javonte Williams as a start. I think it's going to be a 50-50 split, but I think both of them can pull off enough points to be considered a starter. And hell, even throw in Albert O if you want to. I mean, it's going to be all offense here. My sits, nobody.
Dang. I have to disagree about KJ Hamler. I think Hamler is a sit. I really hope Russell Wilson comes out and does all these things that you're saying he's going to do. I've got Sutton as a start. Albert O also as a start.
Broncos country, let's ride.
And then for Seattle, I do have some starts, surprisingly. DK Metcalf, I think you can still start. Rashad Penny, I think you can start. Noah Fant, even, I think you could throw out there as a streamer. I'm not mad at that. But I'm sitting Tyler Lockett, I'm sitting D. Eskridge, and I'm sitting Geno Smith all day.
I've also got Geno Smith as a sit. I've got Noah Fant as a sit, though. And I've got Lockett and Metcalf both in the start column. Rashad Penny, start that bad boy up. I mean, he started getting going crazy last year at the end. Hopefully he can keep it going. And
I'm sitting Kenneth Walker as well. I just don't think it's time yet. I think he'll have an opportunity, but not right now.
Same here. Guys, this has been our week one starts and sits. There's guys to pick up on waivers if they're sitting there. There's so much going on in this video. I just don't even want to end it, you know? But guys, go ahead and hit that like button. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button. You'll get more of our starts and sits, more of our advice for you this year in your fantasy season. We are so excited to get it rolling. This is just one of many.
Yeah, and, you know, make sure you hit that notification bell because we're dropping episodes weekly, and you know, the NFL is every week, it's something new. So you got to be staying on top of the videos to get to your fantasy leagues and to win your fantasy leagues. You got to hit that notification, hit that subscribe, watch our videos, man, because we're putting out information. We're pumping it out. Pump up the jam. You know what I'm saying? So do it to it, and let's get up out of here, Bandy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Broncos country, let's rock.
Yeah, we'll have a little bit to talk about in that game then, because I got starting Sammy Watkins, baby.
Ooh, bro, we got to give good advice though.
It's great advice. Have you seen his week one? His last 3 years, week one has been his best game all year. In really? 2019, in week one, he had 9 receptions for 100 and something yards and 3 touchdowns.
Damn.
Sammy Watkins, week one, baby.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go!
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.